there's a word that's been used to the point where it's grossly overused, and that's convergence. Okay. And that's going to continue. And it's going to continue in the sense that the distinction between information processing, information storage, information transmission is simply going to blur. These various functions will be done wherever they can be done most economically, and it'll be all meshed together. Entertainment and commerce and business, commerce in the sense of buying, you know, for your home and things like that, and things you do for business, are again all going to mesh and blend together. To me, it's merely a question of time before virtually all entertainment television is going to be delivered over what may or may not be called the internet, but it'll certainly be the kind of thing where you decide what you want to see, dial into it, and have it downloaded to you, as opposed to everybody in the country watching the same program at the same time. There'll be some programs like that. You know, the World Series, everybody will watch at the same time. Or but not, you know, the NBA playoffs. But even the Sunday football games, you know, if opening night for the Giants is, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to miss that game, but I'll watch it, you know, a couple of days later. The interesting statistic, Ameritech formed a cable company, and it's up and running right now, and I was very much involved in choosing the technology for that infrastructure. And when we first started, there was a very interesting statistic. Even though there were these tens and dozens of cable channels, during the prime evening hours, if you could fly with a helicopter over the city and look into the houses and see what people were watching, 85% of the people were watching the over-the-air broadcast channels. Even if they had cable, they were watching the over-the-air channels over the cable system. Hmm. And all those other channels, CNN and ESPN and Madison Square Garden and everything, were dividing up the other 15%. Hmm. 2 years later, the numbers were 60-40. What they are today, they're probably less than 50% the over-the-air channels. And there is what's come to be called narrowcasting to specific groups, to specific people. My wife and I love to watch C-SPAN. I tell people that, they look at me like I'm strange. They say, do you also go out and watch the grass grow? But we love C-SPAN.